You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hey there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to use the lyrics feature in Apple Music on iOS. What am I talking about? Well, this is really cool new feature about finding those exact lyrics to your favorite song so you can sing along or learn what the lyrics are. But I want to show you a couple of things with this because I think some people out there may not know about this item, and so I want to demonstrate it to you. Let's go to your music app.
Music.
And I'm going to go ahead and double tap that. Open it.
Music. Edit. Button.
I'm going to go to one of the Essentials playlists that I have.
Heading. Yahoo Essentials. Apple Music Classic Rock. Button.
Okay. We're going to use this. We're going to use the Who Essential. And this will work on pretty much most of the songs out there. Now, some very off-the-wall songs or that doesn't have any database to the lyrics isn't going to work. But obviously, like the Who, it should work. So let's double-tap, get into that.
The Who Essential Library. Back button.
I'm going to go to find the first song here.
Bob O'Reilly, The Who, 4 minutes.
All right, here's Bob O'Reilly. I like this song quite a bit. Now, obviously, to kick off the song, as always, you do a one-finger double tap.
Bob O'Reilly, The Who,
4 minutes, 59 seconds. So I'm going to stop
now playing
here.
Bob O'Reilly.
Actually, I'm going to pause it. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to the bottom.
Search, tab,
and
five
I'm going
to
find the mini player.
Radio, browse, for you, tap, selected, library, tap, mini player, skip, button.
There's a mini player, so you have to go to the song itself. Keep going to the left.
Play, Bob O'Reilly.
And one finger double tap.
Dismiss now playing screen.
So this is where the song, album, and all the different various information about this song that you can find. However, at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen is lyrics.
Lyrics, button.
And what you do is you double tap that, turn it on.
Selected, lyrics, dimmed.
So once this is turned on, a couple things will happen here. So let's go towards the top here.
Dismiss now playing screen. Button.
And we'll go through the various information about the song.
Mini player. Album artwork.
I'm going to the right.
Bob O'Reilly. More. But The Who. Button. Selected. Out here in the fields.
So obviously there is the beginning of your lyrics, right? You can read along the lyrics and see what they're going to say.
I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living.
Now that's the first part of the lyrics, so you can review the lyrics yourself so you can see in advance what the words are going to be. I'm going to go up to the first lyric.
I fight for my out here in the fields.
You can go ahead and continue this by doing a two-finger double tap to continue the song. Or I can go to the first part of that lyric and double tap it.
Selected. Out here in the fields.
You hear that? That's pretty cool. Now go to the right.
I fight for my meals.
Okay. I pause it each time, so if I double tap this, it's going to go to that part of the song for the lyrics.
Selected. I fight for my meals.
And then if you go down a little bit more.
I don't need to be forgiven.
Let's try that one. Double tap.
Selected. I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah.
Isn't that cool? It's really cool. Now, what's even better in that, if the lyrics is turned on, it'll automatically tell you the lyrics right before they sing it. So let's go back to the top one.
Out here in the fields.
Let's go back to the first part. I'm going to let it play for a little bit here.
Selected. Out here in the fields. I fight for my meals. I get my back into my living.
And that is how the lyrics features work. So once again, I hope this was as some help for those out there that are not aware of the features or didn't know you can do the different types of things I've just done. So enjoy it. Have fun. All right. Well, this is Thomas Donville. Also go by Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applebiz.com.